Well, by now, we've all pretty much heard about the hacking scandal that left naked photos of dozens of celebrities spilling out over the internet. Among them, Michigan-born supermodel Kate Upton and her boyfriend, Justin Verlander, of the Detroit Tigers. Just more proof, it seems, that nothing's safe when it comes to storing our files on the cloud. Kevin Fu is an associate professor in computer science and engineering at the University of Michigan, and he's a nationally recognized computer security expert. Kevin, did this iCloud celebrity hacking story surprise you at all?
Well, there are a lot of nuances to this story. It doesn't surprise me to hear about incidents of privacy problems. Usually these kinds of problems are thought about only after there's a crisis, unfortunately.
So this has got us all talking about it. And I think a lot of people are asking the question, what is the cloud and how secure is it? So can you kind of give us the ABCs?
I think nobody really knows what the cloud is. The cloud is this friendly term that describes basically everything about the computing that's outside of your local computer. But the boundaries are not too clear. Who runs the system are not too clear. But that's also the beauty of it. You don't have to worry about it. But at the same time, you don't know who's got your back. I was once told that if it were instead called swamp computing, we might have very different impressions of what it was. Nevertheless, we have cloud computing. It enables us to communicate in new ways, but it comes with these security and privacy risks.
Indeed. I guess, Kevin, what do most of us not realize when we take those photos on our smartphone and then it automatically syncs up? Say, in my case, my iPhone will sync up and it talks to my iPad and it's all up there in the cloud. But what do we not realize about moving and storing and deleting files like that?
There really is no delete button on the internet. And it takes a little bit of getting used to become accustomed to that. So although you might delete something on your phone, well, there are copies all over the place. Deletion is really hard. When you're using the cloud, when you're using social networking, one doesn't always realize that these boundaries don't really exist.
They don't exist. Even all those little things we check and those things we agree to when we decide that, you know, the cloud services terms, despite all of that, the boundaries don't exist.
Well, there are boundaries, but boundaries are seem to be always broken. And if you take a look at the typical terms of service for most of the popular cloud services, they're, in my opinion, they're very much in the favor of the cloud provider. What you can and cannot do with your data, and giving the cloud provider the ability to do quite a bit with your information. I'm not aware of too many people clamoring about how the terms of service are protecting the security and privacy of the consumer. It may in some cases, but I don't think that's going to be the real solution. The real solution is that these systems really need to have security and privacy baked in from the beginning, designed into the system. And what we're seeing are the repercussions of decades of sort of forgetting about solving the security and privacy problem. And suddenly we realize, you know what, it's not as there as much as we had hoped.
And then considering all of this, why should anyone have confidence, for example, in online banking transactions or online purchases?
Right. In the U.S., fortunately, the U.S. consumers relative to consumers, say, in the U.K., have stronger rights when it comes to things like fraud. For instance, if someone breaks into an account, there are certain defaults of who's at fault and who has to pay. In other countries, it's not always quite so nice. It does take quite a lot of time for the consumer to clean up a mess if your bank account, for instance, gets compromised. But it's a little different from privacy, where it's harder to assign a price tag.
So as we talk about this celeb nude selfie episode, I guess the one thing I think we need to understand is this isn't just celebs. I was trying to dig into this story a little bit and understand what is this 4chan, where this came from. And I stumbled on some screen grabs of conversations these hackers are having. They're trading everybody's pictures. They're hacking in and they spell out how they do it and how proud they are. And it isn't the Kate Uptons and the famous people. It's just people that post, nudie pictures up on the cloud.
Yeah, well, there are a couple observations there. Perhaps before chatting about that, there's the whole question of this particular cloud service, the iCloud.
Mm-hmm.
If you take a look at the response from the manufacturer, it's a pretty standard response. I would summarize the response as sort of our systems were not compromised. And yet to the consumer, one realizes, well, wait a minute, how can it be that the manufacturer claims the system wasn't compromised, yet these people feel their privacy has been invaded? And all the facts are not quite clear yet, but what seems to be coming about is that it appears to be that some passwords were guessed, and some of these personal forgot-your-password kind of questions were guessable. And there's quite a bit of research actually showing that these systems are just extremely difficult to keep secure. With that said, it's really not clear what would have been a better way to protect the system. It certainly would have been better if security and privacy had been better understood and baked into the original design, but it's a bit late. The horse is out of the barn.
So it sounds like it's on us, all of us, to decide what gets sent up into the cloud. And if we want to keep our private pictures private, then you don't put them up in the cloud.
That's right. Ultimately, the choice is, what do you put up there? Although there are certainly instances where people have had information posted by accident. There are cases of webcams being compromised, for instance. And in those cases, the person may not have intended to have their picture up there.
And there it is. So what are the most important things, Kevin, we could each do to make our stored data more secure?
To make our stored data more secure, we should be demanding better in security and privacy from the get-go. But the challenge is that we as individuals haven't yet found a way to bring our voices together to demand that better security and privacy.
It kind of doesn't sound like there's much of an answer to that, is there?
Well, it is, you know, a divide and conquer to some extent. So until we individuals get together and find some kind of consensus and prioritize for security and privacy, it's unlikely the industry is going to put as much effort as I would hope into it. For good reason. This is a capitalist country, so if nobody's willing to pay for security, then they're probably not going to deploy it. So one of the first things we need to come to realize is that security and privacy is not free. And then the second question is, are we willing to pay for it and to fix it?
Hey, Kevin, do you store photos on a cloud?
I do have photos on the cloud.
Okay, so you feel confident enough, but clearly it's something we should always assume that all eyeballs anywhere could be on our photos.
They probably are.
Kevin Fu is a computer security expert. He's with the Department of Electrical Engineering and Computer Science at the University of Michigan. Kevin, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.